share with you today. As you look outside, you see the slight bit of breeze out there. Thank you, Terry Lee. Thank you, Jennifer. I'm amazed about how wonderful my God is. I am continually amazed about the beauty that I find in His kingdom. I had the opportunity this past week to do a little traveling. I'm very fortunate my parents are still alive. I had the opportunity to go up on the other side of the Blue Ridge. And I tell you, Jennifer, I'm preaching down here. Thank you. Your voice carries much, much louder when you're way up high like that, Jennifer. Chase her away. I had the opportunity to go on the other side of Blue Ridge. I saw those mountains. And my father, he is from a place called Nelson County, Virginia. In Nelson County, Virginia, you'll find a mountain called the Priest. High on that mountain. When I was just a young lad, he would take me up there in the fall of the year when the leaves had turned. And I can remember so vividly looking off of that mountain and seeing all the wonder that God had created. I went up and everything is so green this year. We've had plenty of rain. All the shrubs, they filled out as nicely as I believe I've ever seen them. And God has seen it fit that on this patriotic 4th of July weekend that we would have beautiful weather. I've never quite remember seeing people going out on Friday night to watch the fireworks and carrying their jackets with them. Usually we see those little small fans they use to try to stay cool. Nancy, I know you got your jacket on, but you've got a jacket on anyway, all the time. And I was amazed about so many people simply enjoying the freedom that we have here in this great country. We sang that song, the Statue of Liberty. So many times we here take for granted what we have been given, the opportunities that we have. The freedom that I have to stand in front of you. No concern about somebody coming in and tell us we cannot meet. No concern about armed guards that we have to pass on the way in. No concern about standing up and singing out resoundingly, resoundingly. Oh yes, oh yes. I am a child of the King. In the book of Luke, in the 4th chapter, it talks about Jesus beginning a special part of his ministry. In the 14th verse, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out throughout all the surrounding region, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. The 17th verse reads, and he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. And I simply want you to listen to these verses that I'm about to read and realize how true they ring out today, today. The 18th verse, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word today. God, just for a few minutes here, allow us to open our minds, open our hearts. Allow each one in their own way just simply be touched by you. We have individual needs. And God, you're an individual God who comes and meets. So we ask now that you'll simply allow us to focus upon the truth. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said amen. 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 I read that the invitation, and those of you who've been around churches long enough, you know what an invitation is. Preacher stands up in front of you. He shares the truth, the Word of God. And somewhere through that service, he will offer an invitation. An invitation to do what? For the sinner who's never made a choice for the Lord Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, he makes an invitation to simply accept. For the individual who is backslidden, he makes an invitation to rededicate one's life to the Lord Jesus Christ. For those that have needs, he makes an invitation if you would simply like to be prayed for. But also, there is an invitation that is written at the Statue of Liberty for many that have seen coming into this great land of freedom. This invitation reads, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuge of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." An invitation written, a promise of hope for those coming to this great country to experience freedom. Freedom. I don't know what your political views are, and I'm not going to tell you mine, other than I love this great country.
Amen.
What was that?
Amen.
You're getting a little lower. Used to be when you're younger, you're a little louder, and I like it when you're a little louder. So you just speak up, okay, brother? I believe that we should all now say a wonderful amen to the statement I make. I love this wonderful country. Let me hear it.
Amen. Amen.
Not everything is right. Not every situation has been handled properly. There are problems. There are issues. And I feel like this country, just like you ought to feel like the preachers. When you disagree with them, you ought to pray for them.
Amen.
They need the prayer. You need the practice. One more amen. Amen. But I believe that we have opportunities felt here. And I am so moved. I am so moved when I see people. That little light bulb goes off within their minds, within their hearts. When they fully experience freedom. I talked to an individual who just this past year, she received her citizenship. She had worked for years down in D.C. at the World Bank. When she went through the requirements, and most excitingly, when she took the oath, she says, "Wow, I never realized how much it would move me inside because of the choice that I have made and the opportunity that I have been given. I did not serve in the armed forces. I'm very fortunate. My older brother, Paul, he served 26 years in the United States Navy. When my number came up on the selective service, it was the end of the Vietnam War. Don't you do the math, and don't you try to figure out how old I am. I have earned every one of these white hairs. The draft was ended, but you're still those with the selective service, you had to go down and register. And I can remember back in the late 60s, early 70s, the turmoil that went on in this country. I can remember sadly how our servicemen and servicewomen were treated when they returned from that Vietnam War. Not one of our shining moments, folks. But although I did not serve in the armed forces, I still enjoy the rights of an American citizen. I still enjoy the freedom. Why? Because of those who've made sacrifice. And I am reading to you from a gospel, from a Bible that talks about the freedoms that you are offered because of one's sacrifice. Amen. He loved you when you were yet unlovable. Amen. He died upon a cross for you. Kevin's going to come a little later on. He's going to issue an invitation. Before that, he's going to bring me a bottle of water. I have the knowledge of these things. It's a gift. And I encourage you to simply, on this wonderful patriotic weekend, to simply look within your heart. And I know just for the fact that you've come out on this beautiful day, I don't know what's going on with us coming down here singing. We come down here singing, it's beautiful weather. It is just beautiful. And I know that you have other opportunities that you could be doing. You have that little honey to-do list that you could be working on. But you decided to come this morning. Let's not point fingers, Nancy. Let's just follow along with the sermon. Yes. But you decided to do what? You decided to come out. And I don't know what your motivation was. I don't know if you're trying to get out of the doghouse, guys. I don't know if you just can't pass up a free donut. And trust me, I got some guys singing with me that cannot pass up a free donut. They don't count the miles they travel down here. They just look forward to those boxes being opened and the ones they carry up the road with them. But no matter what your thoughts that you had within your heart, within your mind, before coming here today, it has been ordained that you would be in this place. Amen. Hearing this Bible being opened and shared with you. Hearing that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind. To set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. To know freedom is to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Not to be concerned about where you're going to go if you are not to see the setting of the sun this evening. I believe. Just as a song that we sang earlier, I believe that the reason that this Bible is written, it's simply a story about the Lord Jesus Christ. It talks about a relationship with Him. People are concerned about their lives and they have questions and they struggle at certain times and then you see other people who are grounded in the Word. You see people who have accepted, and they don't get it right all the time. They make mistakes just like the rest of us. But they have a basis in their faith in what God thinks of them. How many have ever been to a movie? Now, don't raise your hands because these church folks, they like to look around. Well, for those of you who ever been to a movie, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been to a movie with somebody that has already read the book? Now, let me set you the example here. Some years back, I went with an individual who said, "We got to go see this movie. I read the book, and I can't wait to see it on the big screen." I said, "Well, okay, that's good. That's good." But an amazing thing happened in that theater. I was watching, and I was looking forward about how they're going to figure it all out. I was going to look and try to figure out how it all worked out in the end and who's going to come through. And an individual that I was sitting with said just like this through the movie. And I was rather annoyed because they knew every turn in the plot that was going to take place, every little twist. They knew the ending before they ever walked into the theater. Why? Because they'd read the book. I thought to myself, I'm never doing this again. But then later on, I thought about it. Although in that theater, I'm watching and I'm into it and I'm impressed and all, God knows your movie. He knows your life. He knows the turns and the twists that are going to take place. He knows how the ending is going to turn out for you. You don't surprise God. God's like, "Ooh." No. He knows how your movie is going to play out because he wrote the book. Amen? Amen. You have questions. You have struggles. You have things that go upon in your life. You have challenges. You have things that I just don't know how it's going to work out. Trust me, my friend. I serve the one who wrote the book. Before your life has even had a chance to play out. And he loves you. He sent his son to die for you. He wants the best thing for you. And all he asks of you is simply to accept him. To say within your heart of hearts, "I have sinned, I have fallen short of the glory of God." God is not a respecter of persons. We are all the same. We are all the same at the foot of the cross. We came this morning, we sang. We sang some newer songs for us, we sang some old songs. But the thing I like about all the songs, they have the same message. God loves you, and he cares for you. I live in a country that is based upon freedom. I heard read those wonderful words. Oh, I read when they, just a day or two ago, that wonderful document that President Jefferson wrote. I can remember watching and seeing when I was just in grade school that John Hancock written so big upon the bottom. As he was doing what? People told him, "You are signing your death warrant." But God saw fit that that would not happen. So today, Kevin's going to come. He's going to have a prayer time with you. Prayer time is good. Prayer time is for you to just say, Daddy God, thank you. This is what you've done for me. And if you'd be so kind, this is what I need. He's going to give an invitation. Then you're going to have a time of fellowship. You're going to gather around those donuts and just have a marvelous time. Then you're going to go back out to your campsites and you're going to enjoy the day that the Lord hath made.
Amen. Amen.
I thank you for allowing me to be here and for the boys and I to be a part of it. Kevin, if you'll come at this time.